Good times, great music too on URFM 103.7. Amanda McCreed rolling through the morning with you. And right now it's time to talk about toys and hobbies with Hunter Model Auto Club's president, Andrew Vile. Good morning, Andrew.
Amanda, good morning.
Great to have you. Good, thank you. Now, you're hosting a toy and hobby fair this Sunday at Edgeworth Sport and Rec Club. What sort of toys and models will there be?
Amanda, there's going to be a fairly large variety. Effectively, there's going to be a lot of model cars, trucks, planes, trains, plastic kits, and a lot of motor and memorabilia, such as collectibles and magazines and books and what have you. So it's a very wide-ranging toy fair with a lot to interest a lot of people.
Well, are there any particular stalls or rare items collectors should keep an eye out for?
Look, effectively, the main thing that collectors are looking for are the older models these days, but also more recent collectibles. But there's plenty of people out there who tend to be closet collectors of the old Dinky, Corgi and Matchbox toys, which have now become very collectible. They were toys when we were kids, but now they have a lot of value, particularly
what would they be worth?
Look, we're talking now to toys that when we were children, you paid maybe in those days 2 or 3 shillings for, are probably now worth some hundreds of dollars.
Wow.
Particularly if they're what are called mint and boxed. And then we go into a range of much more recent models, particularly for argument's sake, larger scale trucks and earth moving equipment. They can be worth also hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars, particularly if they're very rare and you can't buy them anymore other than on the internet.
Wow. So it would be a collector's dream going to the fair.
Most definitely.
Now you'll also be having a raffle. Can you tell us about that?
Look, we generally have a few prizes and basically it's a number of models, a lot of which are donated by members of our club, and they're just put together fairly randomly, but it's generally something in each of the prizes to interest people who are collectors. So they'll be available for $2 each or $3 for $5 in terms of our ticket prices, and that's very good value. Bear in mind what we actually put into the baskets for each raffle prize.
And where will the donations from that go to?
This year we're donating to Hunter Animal Rescue. This is actually the 20th anniversary of our first toy fair. The club's been in existence since 1984, so last year was our 40th anniversary. We've had some interruptions to our toy fairs, though. Obviously, COVID was one of them. But we held our first toy fair, which was then called a swap meet, 20 years ago.
Wow, so quite some time. Can you tell us, you know, what the club's about as far as if anyone wants to join?
Look, we meet on the second Tuesday of each month at 7:30 at Edgeworth Sports and Recreation Club. It's a monthly meeting. We do have social events such as, you know, visiting Fighter World. Recently, the club went to visit the Catalina Restoration Project at Beresfield. So there's out of meeting activities, and our age range is very varied. Our youngest member's 17, and we've got members up to the age of 90. Effectively, it's getting together, discussing a common interest. We have a model competition each month, and it's just people like-minded getting together and having a chat about their hobby.
And so can people sign up at the Toy and Hobby Fair?
Yes, they can, Amanda. Yes, there will certainly be the ability to do that.
So you're looking for new members?
Oh, we're always on the lookout for new members. The issue is that there's a lot of collectors of model vehicles out there who no one knows about. They're what we call closet collectors, and they don't tend to put out there the fact that they are collectors of model vehicles. And that's a very wide-ranging collection of all sorts of model vehicles, but a lot of people like to keep that to themselves. But realistically, as I said before, what we had as toys when we were children have now become very collectible. And it's just like people collecting stamps and coins and old bottles and things with a specific livery or logo on them. People collect thimbles and, you know, little figurines of animals. So it's just throwing us into that whole genre of people who collect specific things.
Right. Can people come along with their own collectibles and get them valued or anything like that?
Look, we do have folk who come along and say, look, you know, I've got this, this and this. You know, can you tell us what they're worth? We've got people within the club who have specific interests in terms of what they collect, and generally they're able to give people a bit of an idea of what they've got and what they're worth. Some people actually have no idea. Some people like to talk to people personally rather than just go on to the internet and do a Google search and try and ascertain what they have is valued at. Bear in mind that the internet's a useful tool in terms of selling and buying models because it's worldwide. But a lot of people like that tactile experience of coming along, actually physically looking at something, talking to someone who's selling it, sometimes picking it up and having a very careful look at it. Mm. And there's really no substitute for doing that. Buying online's all very well, but it's still a geographically distant experience.
Okay. Well, the Hunter Model Auto Club's Toy and Hobby Fair is on this Sunday from 10 till 2 at Edgeworth Sport and Rec Club. Entry is $2 per person and children under 16 are free with an accompanying adult. Andrew Volth, thank you so much for chatting with us. Hopefully it'll be a great day out for families.
Thanks very much, Amanda. Thanks for your time.
No problem. Thank you. For more details on the Toy and Hobby Fair, head to 2NURFM.com.au and click on our community events calendar.